We present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello again. My Music has four things in its favour. The presence of one, John Amis, two, Frank Muir, three, Ian Wallace, and four, Dennis Norton. There's no variation in our panellists' names, but there are variations in this opening round. Whose variations on what? John, this is a little far-fetched, but I think you'll know it.
I think that's a bit devious of you, because it isn't actually a variation, is it?
Frederick Devious, actually.
Oh.
Yes. Explain, please. You've got it.
Well, it comes from a work which is a rhapsody called Brig Fair, which is mainly variations. But there's an introduction and there are a few interludes of which that is a bit of one.
Lovely one, too.
Who's conducting on that one?
Beecham.
Beecham. Yes. Because Beecham once gave a talk about Delius. Or rather an interview, and man said, did Delius ever conduct his own work, Sir Thomas? And Beecham made a marvellous sentence. He said something like, in my time I have seen good conductors, not so good conductors, indifferent conductors, but never in all my born days have I seen such a depth of ineptitude as revealed by poor old Frederick on the podium. When he was four in a bar, he conducted five.
Like various other composers, too, in history.
You know, there's also a rumour that, you know, Percy Grainger was the one who collected Brig Fair in Brig in Lincolnshire, your home county.
Yes.
And there's a rather nice story that the old boy he collected it from came to the first performance in the Queen's Hall of Brig Fair. And when he found they were playing his tune, he got up and sang.
It was on the 5th of August, the weather fine and fair. How lovely, yes. Gentleman called Taylor from Saxby
Joseph
All Saints.
Taylor. Yes,
that's right.
Somebody was only saying to me today that it would be a marvellous thing to collect on record famous conductors singing. You were talking about Beecham. I was sitting once at the Edinburgh Festival in the choir stalls, not singing the choir, but just so that I was very near him. And every time he pushed his baton in the direction of the various instruments, too, because he wanted a very vigorous effect, you could hear him going... And I'm sure there must be some fascinating examples on this. Make a marvellous sort of record.
Yes. You'll probably just end up as a round of questions on My Music, actually. That
Variations, the subject of the round. Frank, again, whose variations on what?
Of course, as they say, Andrew Lloyd Webber's variations on a theme by Paganini. Yes,
the theme by Paganini.
Well, they're all good, though, all the variations.
Yes, but this is the theme that everybody does, isn't it? That's
right. Played by Julian.
Yes, written for his brother Julian.
Brother Julian.
Andrew's brother Julian.
And the lovely Barbara Thompson.
That's right, too. Ian, whose variation on what?
Last week I spoke of listening desperately to popular music in the hope that you would ask me something, and happily you've asked me something I do know this week, Steve. That is another variation on a theme of Paganini, this time by Rachmaninoff.
Yes, the same theme of Paganini.
Yes.
The famous 18th variation.
It's rather brave of Rachmaninoff, because he... set off on these, didn't he? I mean, there were about four composers that had a go at them before he started.
Oh, ever so many, yes. Mm. And some rather incautious ones since, John, as you will...
Yes, Boris Blacher, don't let us forget.
Yes.
It's well, fairly brave of Andrew, too.
Yes. Well, enough of Paganini. Dennis, whose variations on what?
Well, there are three classical tunes that I know.
Yes.
One is Three Blind Mice.
Yes. Yes.
And the other two are Pop Goes the Queen and God Save the Weasel. Right? That's Three Blind Mice.
Yes.
And I don't know who... It sounded like what Jack Payne used to call a concert transcription.
Oh, it's a bit post-Payne.
Yes, it's post-Payne, yes. And John Amis knows it.
I think it's Stan Kenton.
No,
it's Kentonish, isn't
no,
it?
It's arranged in the Stan Kenton style.
Pete Rugolo.
Yeah.
You will know, I think, Dennis, when I tell you that the record was actually called Experiments with Mice. Do you remember who made that record?
Was that Johnny Dankwith?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he was Johnny, too.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yes.
Yeah.
John Dankwith's Kenton-style arrangement of Three Blind Mice for Experiments with Mice. In this next round, the name's the same. The surname is the same, that is. John, the composer of Le Devin du Village and the painter of naive pictures.
Ah, I know this.
Good, so do I.
all together now.
I mean, you know which side your bride is bartered.
Yeah.
Rousseau.
Yes, Jean-Jacques and Henri Rousseau. Yes, one composer, one painter.
I'm sorry, I'm so delighted at being able to answer one of your questions.
Yes. Yeah, it's terrible, really. It's such a come-down, Frank, because yours is so terribly sort of lower class compared with that. But here's your question.
Force yourself to
yes,
answer.
Yes, all right. Well, the name's the same, Frank, once again. The wife of a yes man and the mother of a lovely daughter. Surname?
Can I have a half-mark hint?
Yes, the captain of a doomed ship and bore the same name. But it's true.
Well, I wouldn't have bothered. Can I have a...
Would you like another clue?
Clue?
No, another clue. Celeste. A clerical detective.
You must say yes to Mr. Brown.
That's right.
No more or less
yes,
to...
Mother of a lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
That's right. What were the other? Oh, he played as Ukulele. The captain's name was Captain Brown. He played as Ukulele as the ship went down. It's the other one I thought of. And, of course, the detective was...
Father Brown.
Father Brown.
My
yeah.
friend here thought it was the captain of the Marie Celeste.
Who knows? Ian, the composer of Norma was a member of the same family as the painter of a procession in the Piazza San Marco.
I don't know about the painter, but the composer is Bellini.
Yes. Do you know
so
his...
presumably the painter is Bellini, but
yes.
another Bellini.
And related, yeah. Vincenzo Bellini and Gentile Bellini, yes. Dennis, a little collaboration with your partner, Ian, perhaps for this, I don't know, the composer of Edward and the composer of Mariah, the well-known Wind.
That they call the wind Mariah.
Yes,
well,
that's right.
That's Lowe. That's of Lerner and Lowe.
Spelt?
L-O-E-W-E.
Yes. Now, Ian, who wrote Edward?
L-O-E-W-E.
Yes. Oh,
Lerver. Yes. Carl.
Blood, wasn't it?
Pardon?
Edward.
Yes, Edward Mariah. Yes. Carl Lerver. Yes, pronounced Lerver, but spelt the same as Frederick Lowe, who wrote Call the Wind Mariah. There's some fairly unusual songs in this next round. John, you first, as always. What can you tell me about this bit of Mozartiana? The lady who sang that is a friend of Frank's, I happen to know.
It is from an unpublished and unwritten opera by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and it is called Zauberposaune, the magic trombone.
Yes. Sung by?
It's a gentleman whose real name, I think, is Peter Westinghouse, but he calls himself Ustinov.
Peter Ustinov was the singer, yeah. And he was accompanied there, did you happen to know, on that record?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, yes. Mock Mozart, Peter Ustinov. Frank, who's this?
Once long ago, in the shade of a gooly bush, toasting his splod by the faggot's gleam, rested a gander man a-nobbling at his woggling iron and stuffing a sheep in the old mill stream.
It's a bit of charming filth.
Yes, isn't it?
Round the Horn, or yes. One of those. It's Kenneth Williams.
Kenneth Williams, yes. Song by Barry Took and Marty Feldman. You only had to mention the Gooley Bush and everybody started laughing. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Ian, can you name the two couples who created this?
A one, two.
Boom.
Yatta-ta-ta.
Boom.
Yatta-ta-ta.
Boom.
Yatta-ta-ta.
Boom.
Boom.
Yatta-ta-ta.
Two couples, Ian.
I can only name one couple, I'm afraid. And that's Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise. Yes.
And they're sometime writers who joined them on that song.
A message is coming.
Yes, from Dennis. Yeah.
Green Hills.
Yes.
Green and Hills.
Yes. Sid Green, Dick Hills.
Monteverdi.
Yeah.
Yes, Green Hills, Monteverdi, Frank said. Very
oh,
good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Dennis's turn. Dennis, who are these? And because it's so easy, what is their song called?
You know what this reminds me of, don't you?
What? Oh, yes. Ruining the music, this is.
Yeah, that's Norman Wisdom.
Yes.
And wasn't it Joris Grenfell?
Yes, Joris Grenfell. Yeah. And the song originally, the tune. Ian made
it. Narcissus.
Yeah, Narcissus. Yeah.
I knew
right.
You'd get it in the end.
Beginnings are fairly easy to identify, but middles, perhaps rather less so. On my piano, try these. John, what's this from?
Well, there was one chord that sounded a bit fishy, but the rest of it sounded vissi. D'arte.
Yes. Vissi d'arte, from by...
A Tosca.
Tosca, yes. Near the End, by Puccini. Right, Frank, your turn. A middle again.
Is it one of these novelty numbers?
Yes.
It sounds like Perpetual Motion.
Yes,
and
that's
goes
right.
In...
Nearly. You've nearly got it right when you said.
Well, it's.
It's an onomatopoeic title by Leroy Anderson.
Plink, plank, plunk.
Plink, plank, plunk, yes, by Leroy Anderson. Very good, you got the mark. Ian, a middle again.
Touch of the. Vesti, La Giubba.
Yes, that's right. From
Pagliacci.
Yes, on with the motley, yes. Dennis, I think you might get this one. Again, a middle.
Yes, Canadian Capers.
Yes, yes. I didn't think you'd get it, but you got it. Yes, Canadian Capers it is.
It was an opera.
No, not an opera.
Isn't that Ivor Morton and Dave Kay used to play, right?
Mm-hmm. I should think very likely, yes. Yes. A lot of novelty piano soloists. And
I think I had a record of that once.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure we all welcome the idea of music which is designed to encourage children to use their imaginations. Here are some radiophonic sounds that were compiled with this in mind. Can you, each of you, describe, please, what they conjure up in your minds, these little bits of music? A title, perhaps, or a scene, or even a story synopsis, or whatever. So, John, you've got the idea. Here's your little snatch of music. What does that conjure up in your mind?
I should think that's drinking one's fruit salts in the morning.
A lovely idea, yes.
The trouble is, I think they're all going to sound like...
The really interesting thing about this round is that I asked exactly the same questions and played exactly the same music in a My Music programme of 10 years ago. That was before you joined us, John, but your predecessor, David Franklin, heard that very same little snatch of music, and he said that it sounded like...
standing in a cold shower. Drinking fruit salts.
Yes, drinking fruit salts, exactly.
Same time.
Well, you realise what you're in for now. Frank, here's a little bit of music for you.
It's the mother-in-law of the swamp.
Very happy with that. 10 years ago, faced with the same music, you said this.
Quite clearly. Father, getting up in the middle of the night to have a glass of water.
So we got two good answers from you now. Ian, it's your turn.
First I thought it was sort of a somebody who's having a nightmare, having been playing dice all evening and was still shaking it. But there was something rather curious at the end there. I think coming out of an anaesthetic.
Nice. Your initial thought 10 years ago was this.
Well, at first, I thought it was Pekingese dogs at the door going...
And so, a piece of music or whatever it is, radiophonic recording anyway, for Dennis. Dennis.
Well, I think that's a preliminary score for a musical based on The Exorcist.
Yes.
We called Hello Devil.
Oh, yeah. Actually, your 10 years ago comment was this.
I bet he had to go to bed with his teddy bear that night. Well, I've matured since then.
Yes. I won't play that dirty trick on you again, but I just couldn't resist it that particular time. We go on to another round. Good plays very often tend to make good operas. Here are questions on that sort of topic. John, who set to music Murder in the Cathedral?
Pizzetti, Ildebrando Pizzetti.
That's absolutely right, and it was produced at Sadler's Wells Opera in 1958.
I always remember a time when Norman Del Mar was doing a concert of modern music. And he said, I think we'll do the Petrassi now. And they said, Norman, don't you mean the Pizzetti? Same thing, it's the past anterior of it.
Well, Pizzetti it was, and the play adapted by Alberto Castelli. Frank, whose play was Murder in the Cathedral?
Written by a very, very great performer. T.S. Eliot, the chocolate-covered goon.
Suddenly realised what you were going to say. Yes. Talking still about plays and operas, Ian, whose music do you associate with the Chocolate Soldier?
Ooh. Oscar Strauss.
Yes. How many Strausses does that Strauss have? How many S's do you think?
Oh, that one is different from the others because he's only got one.
Yes, on the end. He's got one at the start as well, of course.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. So he's got two as opposed to three.
Yes.
S. Oscar Strauss.
Yes. Three if you count the S in Oscar.
Yes.
Where were we? Oh, yes. Dennis, which play was the inspiration for The Chocolate Soldier?
Arms and the Man.
By
Bernard Shaw.
Yes, and do you have any idea where the line Arms and the Man comes from?
Oh, do I just.
Do
I
you? Do you just?
One very unhappy year at school doing this. It's the first line of Virgil's Aeneid. Arma virumque cano, Troiae qui primus arboris.
Took you a year to learn that, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm. Virgil's Aeneid. You remember Aeneid, don't you? remember her. The party piece, or rather four party pieces coming up. The order being John, Frank, Dennis, and finally Ian. The four songs are a mixed bag, beginning with a quartet sung by John Amis. John, from Rigoletto. Just 16 bars in any key you like, preferably the key in which I have it written out here, which is B major. Shall I give you
Do you want me to sing the whole quartet?
Chord? Well, it'd be lovely
all four
if you
voices.
Could. If you could. Could you? There's the key for you.
Bella figlia dell'amore, schiavo son de versi tovi, con un detto salto poi, le mie pene a consolare. Vieni e sente, del mio corpo regni frequente, palpita. Con un detto sal tuo, le mie pene a consola.
Oh, Frank, it has been observed that you don't care what people think of you. And your song, in fact, says that. I don't care what they may think of me.
Can you give me an indication of the melody?
There you are, right.
I don't care. I don't care. What care I when people accuse me of loving you, a trollop, that you are, I'm marrying beneath me. We have something between us bigger than the whole of you. I just don't care. Steve, hang on a bit. Has it emerged that I don't know this song? I don't care either.
I was beginning to suspect, actually, but it's nice to have it confirmed. Plowing me lone furrow there at the
piano. I want to ask a question. Has anybody not got a mark for singing a song in the final round?
Never.
Obviously, yeah, whose side am I on, anyway?
Shall we ask the audience? Do you think he needs a mark for that?
Yes!
Right. A bonus mark?
Yes.
Give him a bonus mark, this will you? Bonus mark to Frank. Right. Dennis, the scene is a front door at 3 a.m. Maggie and her boyfriend are outside, and her mother calls, Maggie, can you manage the dialogue?
I tell you what, Steve, in this tremendous number of programs that we've done of my music, I've never had the pleasure of singing with Ian, of actually having that marvellous operatic voice at my side, supporting me and helping me. I wonder if I could ask Ian, every time I say Maggie, will you say yes, Ma, giving it the full Glyndebourne? Maggie.
Yes, Ma.
Come right upstairs. Maggie.
Yes, Ma.
Them stairs ain't chairs. Why does it take you so long to say goodnight? You know, I've told you always, it's not safe to stay in hallways. Maggie!
Yes, Ma!
Give him his hat. Maggie!
Yes, Ma!
Just leave him flat. In the morning, let him phone you. It's too late, you'll get pneumonia. Maggie!
Yes, Ma!
Come right upstairs.
Good. Another beautiful song coming your way. This really is a beautiful song. Ray Noble, for your party piece, Ian, the very thought of you. The very thought of you in G, I think.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do. the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish as it may seem to me, that's everything, the mere ideal view, the feeling here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
It's a noble song, that, and a noble final score. The winners this week, wouldn't you guess, by one bonus mark, John Amis and Frank Muir.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.